We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hour number two, NFL Sunday, Keith Fourier and Wiggy on WEEI, taking you up until 1 o'clock. News of the day, Patriots-Broncos has been postponed until next week. Byron Cowart, the third member of the Patriots to test positive for COVID. And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Tom E. Kern from NBC Sports Boston. Tom, how are you, sir?
Good, guys. How's everything?
It's going all right. Just trying to keep up with all the news. And you had a tweet earlier this morning prior to the game being postponed that essentially said the feeling you were getting, the players and coaches, they weren't just going to let the league tell them you have a game if they didn't feel comfortable playing the game. And then I think it was less than an hour later, they postponed the game. In your mind, do you think this game not being played this week had more to do with the Patriots or the NFL?
100% the Patriots, because if you look at the timeline of morning announcements through Adam Schefter, who, God bless him, does a great job, hardworking, but oftentimes you know he's getting his stuff directly from the league, and he is the wholesaler for their information. Soon after the first tweet that he had about the positive came a tweet that said the NFL plans to play the game. And among those responses was a great tweet from James White of a couple of emojis, one with that guy, are you kidding me,
yeah,
face, and another one with that, yeah, I don't think so, face. And very soon thereafter, the game was postponed. I'm not saying James did it. All I'm saying is, from everything we've heard from Jason McCourty, from everything we've heard from Bill Belichick, from people I spoke to this week within the organization who were saying we have to do what's best for the health and safety of ourselves and not leave it to the NFL and the NFLPA, that all leads me to believe that that timeline was, no, we're not playing today or tomorrow. Excuse me, we're not playing tomorrow. Get off of that now.
But if they didn't have a test today, another test, they would have played, right? That was planning on going. I mean, if they didn't have another test.
Yeah, I think, yes, Chris.
So, yeah, right. And I feel like because they were already on edge and already kind of irritated and already kind of, you know, mad at the way they were being treated, that I felt like the next smallest, you know, situation would have just kind of tipped them to, you know, we're not doing it. You figure it out.
Right.
Like, we're telling you, yeah, we're not playing. Now you figure it out on your end because we're not going to let you push us around anymore.
Yeah, they chiseled away the trust. That's the bottom line is, if you really want to go through it, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, rightfully so, who are looking at it through the lens of, look, there are supermarket workers who go to work afterwards. There are plenty of people who, you know, did these things. Why can't the Patriots? Well, there's an organization here with the NFL, the NFLPA, the players, the coaches, who are looking at this situation and saying, we have to trust each other. And when Cam tested positive last Friday, news breaking last Saturday, the one thing that we did know from the Tennessee Titans situation was you shouldn't get on an airplane because that seemed to be the spreader event. Now, it may have been some of the practices too, but the spreader event seemed to be the airplane. The NFL said you're going to fly anyway. Patriots took every precaution they could, including two planes, separate buses, every other thing. They work a 24-hour day on Monday. Yet when they get out there, their request to make sure that they continue the health and safety measures that they had done all the way to play that game that the NFL insisted that they play was rebuffed by whether it be the Chiefs or the NFL in terms of locker room space. So now you've eroded that trust. And then Stephon Gilmore tests positive. Bill was the one who on Friday said, we're not going back in. That was Bill. That was not the NFL or the NFLPA. The Patriots were making these decisions. And that, to me, is Christian. So the point I'm trying to make is this one positive test with Byron Cowart isn't the Patriots overreacting. It's them saying, see, we told you, because we all know there's a 4 to 5 incubation period from the CDC median. And we were on that plane for 5 days, and here's another one. So that, to me, is why we are where we are.
But, Tom, when you look at it, it's for me, it's just because it doesn't really make sense. I don't really know what the NFL's doing. If you're telling me the reason why this game gets canceled, and so here's the question I would ask. Did the game get canceled or postponed because the Patriots didn't get no practice? Or is it because the NFL is concerned about maybe asymptomatic people and more people testing positive? Where I feel like they don't give us any real idea, because if you just say if Cowart doesn't test positive, they're playing a game with no practice.
They were still going to play the game. The reason they're not playing a game tomorrow, and I'm trying to confirm this, is the Patriots said, we're not playing, guys. Call Denver. They're not coming out.
So can does that mean Tennessee could do the same thing? Because they're scheduled.
Any individual can say we're not doing it, or a group of individuals. Mm-hmm. This is unprecedented. You can say, okay, we're going to fine the Patriots franchise $15 million. We're going to make them forfeit. We're going to do X, Y, and Z. You know what? The world will spin on.
Tom, by your players. See, to me, it's like the Patriots are at the center of new team protocol, player 100%. Protocol. And that, to me, if I'm the league, I should be nervous. I should be nervous that other teams are going to say, you know what, thank you, Devin McCourty, for telling it like it is. Now we are now we have some courage to make some other decisions and to push back a little bit also. So I think this is – I didn't actually foresee this happening, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that one voice is somewhat hijacking the rules and regulations for this season.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I'm looking at Bill, too, here, and so many people over the years, and you guys can absolutely speak to this, because of the difficult personnel decisions he makes, because of the gruff personality, because of all of it, people wonder where his heart is. His heart is on friggin' display right now in having the backs of his players. I'm writing this right now, and he just said, yesterday, I'm going to read it to you. He goes, what's best for our football team is the health and safety of our team. That's our number one priority. Without that, we don't have a team. We have to maintain the integrity of not only our football team, but also the extended team, our families and the loved ones for every member of our team. That's got to come first. That's our approach. It's the way I look at it. I know that's the way Mr. Kraft looks at it, and that's what we're going to continue to do. We'll put the team first, and that's our philosophy. Bill is leading. He's having their backs. He's doing the right thing for them. Makes it sound as if Robert is there with them. I really think, Christian, you're exactly right. This is kind of a landmark moment in an unprecedented time for the players and coaches in a certain one individual franchise to show agency and say, we're not doing it. Now, maybe an Arizona Cardinals team couldn't do it. Maybe the Patriots had to be the ones who did do it because of the place they hold. But they had 8 opt-outs. Several of very important players who are huge leaders. And then some of the guys who stayed in, Slater, the McCourties, weren't so sure they wanted to do it. So they pushed the wrong team, NFL did.
We're talking with Tommy Kern from NBC Sports Boston. And what do you think, as far as the league is concerned, you know, they're trying to get 16 games in, and yet teams are going to be running out of bye weeks. You know, they're going to use up the Patriots. They already used up the Titans and the Steelers, and they did all of that. There's also been some discussion, I think Pro Football Talk may have had it, where a number of coaches got together and said, what if we stop for 2 weeks, just pause it, and then try to rework a 12-game schedule? Like, at this point, how likely do you think that could be?
I think everything's on the table. I don't think it's stupid. I think that the NFL cannot get, and I've said this a bunch of times, and I think you guys have too, the NFL can't get greedy. It got itself a training camp. It got itself 3 weeks of competitive football. It got people's juices flowing. But it can't act as if it's entitled to a 16-game regular season with this going on. it has to be able to be malleable and say, okay, well, there's going to be some competitive disadvantages. Say New England plays 13 games and the rest of the league plays 14 or whatever, or Tennessee plays 11.
You know, Tom, I can't keep going, do that, though.
Well, tough.
You might.
Why?
You might have
what
to.
Happened?
Well, and see, this is the problem, because you just brought this up. I'm sorry to cut you off, Christian, but this is the problem here. You can't – the NFL can't say everything's on the table, because when they say everything's on the table, then that means they had nothing on the table originally. You should have at least had something on the table to know. Here are the – and I've been – and I'll keep beating this dead horse until it comes back to life. if you're the NFL, you should say – the number of positive tests per team for the amount of players has to be X amount before we even think about postponing the game. And then the other thing should be, the if you can't get one physical practice in during the week, then we have to postpone the game. Because it almost looks like the reason why Bill was, you know, deciding to say we're not going forward with this game is because they didn't get any physical practice in. And so I think the NFL,
that, but I disagree on that. But that's like a side issue,
right?
I mean, I think that he was fine to soldier on through, but not fine. But he was willing to. I get what you're saying. I don't disagree with you, mm-hmm. but Bill Murray and Cam Newton, sadly, in the world of the NFL, were not created equal. So practice squad defensive tackle is one of four. Say your whole practice squad ends up COVID positive or close contact for the week, and you mm-hmm. can't. But you have your best – you're going to shut it down because of that? I mean, that's what I mean. You can't have one all-encompassing rule is what I'm driving at to say, well, once you get to this point, you can't play. You have to allow these teams and players to have, you know, a measure of, like I said, agency in making their own decisions. Well, the the NBA and NHL just went into a friggin' bubble, right. Christian. They made it work. It wasn't ideal.
Yeah,
they figured it out. People will deal with it.
Tom, I'm telling you, this is this reminds me of that Tom Hanks movie, Captain Phillips, where the guy comes on into the bridge and says, "I'm the captain now."
He's a pirate. Right.
He's a pirate. The point is that they said, and I keep thinking about that because we're in control now.
Mm-hmm.
Now just shut up and just listen. And I feel like that's a position that I don't feel like the league anticipated. Hey, we can only be one captain. No, not anymore. We don't trust the way you drive. We don't trust where you're taking us. So we're taking over the con. Like, this is our ship now. So we'll tell you what we're going to do, and we'll tell you. And I can easily see other teams, if they find themselves in a similar position, being empowered because of the example that the Patriots showed. And that is a strong leadership, well-developed team that has a lot of power and influence on other team members,
Christian,
on other teams.
That's bad for business because if you,
I know, that's my point.
Because
it's bad for business.
If you're Bill Belichick, Tom, and you really want to go down that road of, well, we're concerned, then you should have did that last week against Kansas City and said, you know what, we don't have our starting quarterback. That's the one game that we'd want to get postponed, not the damn Denver Bronco games. So
once you start talking about positions and roles, then you lose your high ground of talking
right,
about
but Tom, right. Don't you think teams are now going to go, wait a second, if I get one of my better players to test positive, can't I just make an uproar about we don't want to play?
Can we get back to just the idea of so what? Who cares what the other teams do? You got to do, like Jermaine, just like you would, and Christian and Rich and me, we're all going to do what's best for our family. I don't care what decision I make in the four walls of my house and how it relates to what other people are going to use that as a precedent for what they make. I still, in the end, have to do what's best for my house. And the Patriots had to do what's best for their house.
Yeah,
so
but
if
when
the
there's
Arizona
30,
Cardinals decide, when too, the, too bad.
But when you don't when you just
so
rent,
what's going to happen?
When you rent a room in the house, you can't. The Patriots don't own this. The NFL owns this house. You rent a room in that house with 31 other teams.
That's not a good metaphor.
Is the house? Hold on. Is the house?
We try.
Is the house? Is the house in the middle of the street?
That's our house.
It's a double yellow line.
So it's 32 individual houses.
There's 32 individual houses in an area, and they all pay into that community. They all have to pay their funds, whatever the hell it
homeowners is. Homeowners Association fees?
That's correct. So, that's correct. These Patriots are currently a rogue state.
Yes.
Now, the Denver Broncos, I think, have a legitimate beef. And I know the answer could always just be, hey, life's not fair. But they were supposed to play on Sunday in New England. Now they lose their bye week. And, oh, by the way, they were probably going to face Stidham or Hoyer. And now they're probably going to face Cam Newton and maybe even Gilmore. Where do you stand? And I've been in favor of the forfeit since the beginning. If you can't play for whatever reason, you have too many guys on COVID, or you didn't get your practice, or you didn't whatever, you can get 16 results by forfeiting. Like, Tennessee should have forfeited to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. maybe even to Buffalo. And if the Patriots don't feel like playing this Sunday, they should forfeit too. Where do you come down on the forfeits?
I think in the Tennessee instance, yeah, maybe they were cavalier about the rules and they broke them. With the Patriots, you could easily point to the fact that, what? No, sorry. You're the ones who told us to get on a plane. You're the ones who didn't give us enough room. And now you're telling us we're going to have to forfeit? No, that's not how this is going to work. We secede and we start our own league.
Like the Kyrie Irving approach.
Somebody ain't paying their homeowners association fees. This whole community, I don't want to live in this gated community. You can't use the Patriots, can't use the pool because they didn't pay their fees.
Nobody's going to want to sit next to them.
But Tom, I think, and this is where I think, you know, we're all confused here, right? Because now, and I think Christian is right, is you're going down a road where it's 32 individual teams deciding what they feel like is best for their team. And if you're the league, how do you fight that?
Well, the next pandemic, they'll be better prepared. But I think that this is an outlier situation.
Just like the United States.
Honestly, I really think this is an outlier situation. And this will be a good calibration for the NFL, for its member teams, for its owners, for competition committee, all of it, to say, okay, well, so here's what might happen if something. Now, look, the interesting thing with New England is we're not talking about a full-fledged outbreak. We're not talking about this running wild through the organization. And that is to the Patriots' great credit as well, I think, because they've been so cautious throughout this week. Again, I cannot overstate how impressed I've been with how well the Patriots have approached this, despite the fact, you know, of trying to deal with it and be respectful of it and still try and play off a season. But I think that all of these things, Wiggy, this isn't the tip of the iceberg and the snowball is going to start rolling down the hill and a million things are going to happen. This is an outlier situation that I think the NFL is going to understand. Well, next time something like this comes up, we better not try to ride herd on the players and say, look, you guys agreed to this in August, you know, so tough, get out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.